99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Made it to another Friday, so that's good. I know this hour we've got a bunch of stuff from setting the bar stories to Minute to Win It to Feel Goods on the way, and I almost feel like this could be a feel good for you as well, Kelly.
Okay.
I want to introduce you to 96-year-old grandma by the name of Grandma Helen. She's kind of getting some love on TikTok because of her, I don't know, her naughty carnation milk testimonial.
Naughty carnation milk testimonial?
Yeah, she's a 96-year-old grandma, and she drops a couple choice words in this testimonial for carnation milk. Whoops. Here she is.
Carnation milk, the best in the land. Comes in a tin with a red and white band. No to pull, no hay to pitch. Just punch two holes in the son of a bitch.
Oh! Oh my. All right.
So it was like, you know, her granddaughter filmed it, put it up on TikTok, is getting a bunch of attention, right? And so she recites it in the kitchen. She's holding the carnation can, you know, the
great
white
product placement. I mean, it's a perfect commercial.
Yeah, for sure. Dubbed Grandma Helen. And so then this obviously made its way to Carnation, right?
Well, of course they're going to see that.
And so they investigate her a little bit. They realize that, you know, the sidewalk in front of her house is a bit beaten up and everything. And so they come on and they're like,
hey, Carnation Nation, big news. Grandma Helen merch is here.
Grandma Helen merch.
T-shirts, hoodies, tote bags, and more.
Oh my gosh.
And remember, all proceeds are going to help fix Miss Helen's sidewalk. So let's get our holiday shop on.
Yeah. So
oh my goodness.
They're selling Grandma Helen merch.
Come
that
on now. They're,
where the proceeds will help fix her sidewalk in front of her house.
That was a quick turnaround. Kudos.
I mean, that's great. I mean, you know, just a couple weeks ago, we saw the whole viral thing with the Stanley Cup. And then the owner of Stanley gets on and is like, hey, we saw that. It was like, you know, there was a car fire.
Yeah.
And the video was, the lady was like, hey, my car was torched, but, and then she shakes her Stanley can and you hear the ice still inside.
Yeah.
She's like,
my drink is still cold.
Drink is still cold. Yeah. And the owner of Stanley, like, is like, hey, first and foremost, glad you're okay, but we're never going to do this again, but we want to give you a bunch of Stanley merch, but also replace your car, you know? And so,
yeah,
like brands are kind of seeing this, and I like seeing these brands kind of recognize some of these moments and things like that. And so,
I mean, you kind of have to step up in those moments, don't you?
So
I mean, it's awesome when they do, but I feel like if they didn't, it'd be like, what's up?
So I'm going to tweet out the censored version of it. You know, it's not like too bad, but it's...
I guess it's softened when a 96-year-old is
saying, right? When a 96-year-old says it, it's like, ah,
she
well.
Can get away with it.
That's right. It's like, what are you going to do with her? Come on.
Right.
You can't cancel a 96-year-old. Let's
no,
go.
No, you can't. You don't cancel Grandma Helen.
Right. So the first word that was bleeped is, you know, for your chest. It's a word for your chest.
Got it.
And then, you know, obviously the second one, you know, son of a bee, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, we'll tweet it out. It's pretty fun. You can see Grandma Helen there at Ben and Kelly Show. All right, let's get to that feel good.
Not sure how you get this lucky, but a guy in New York won $10 million from a scratch off.
Okay.
Again.
Lucky. What do you mean
again? Again. Wayne, he won on Tuesday playing the 200 times game.
Uh-huh.
Just over a year ago, he won his first $10 million playing Black Titanium. And get this, he bought both scratch-off tickets at the same store.
Wow.
Just over a year apart. So he said he just wanted to be discreet. He considers himself an extremely religious man.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's $20 million richer.
Wow.
I mean, can you even imagine? On a scratch-off ticket, you're hitting $10 million, and then a year later, same store, and the store's probably living their best life, too. They're like, wow.
Yeah, right.
I mean, because they get a kickback, too, if they get winners.
For sure.
So, yeah, $10 million, two different scratch-off tickets, same store, and about just over a year apart.
That guy needs to play the lottery.
Yes, he does. I'm guessing he's probably going to keep playing.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty amazing story. We will tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
You may be thinking everyone in the world knows Taylor Swift, knows things about Taylor Swift, knows what's happening with Taylor Swift. I will tell you, not everyone does. After Celebrity Jeopardy last night, actress Kyra Sedgwick, she was on, and she needs to listen to a little bit more Taylor Swift if she's going to be successful in this category called Also a Taylor Swift Song. Apparently, three times in a row, she had the wrong answer, including this song from Reputation.
Also a Taylor Swift song.
Also a Taylor Swift song for 200.
Careful, this washing machine cycle using cold water and low spin speed is suggested for lingerie and silk neckties.
Okay.
Kira.
What is gentle?
No. The song here is called Delicate.
Delicate.
Yeah. Also a Taylor Swift.
Yes. No, you know what? By the way, that's Kevin Bacon's wife, in case you didn't know who Kira Sedgwick was.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And she kind of came close on this one.
Also a Taylor Swift song for 800?
It's not yours. It's this word that comes before craft and sweeper in the names of popular video games.
Mine.
Kira.
What is mind?
No. Yeah, without the D. Close. I'm sorry, Kira.
Close. Very close. Mine. Yes, mine. Very good. All right, let's get to a Setting the Bar story here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly Kay.
Oh, this is an example of what not to do, or right. A situation we hope you don't find yourself in, or an oh my gosh, how did that happen?
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without bringing a gun into the MRI exam room, you're doing okay.
Oh my gosh, how did that happen?
Well, for one, okay, no one got hurt seriously.
That's good.
But yeah, one, you're at an exam room. Why do you need one of those?
You don't need that. You keep it in the car or something.
57-year-old woman. She managed to make it through security and into the MRI exam room.
Oh, wow.
And, okay, so if you don't ever know or you don't know what an MRI is, there's one major rule. You can't have anything metal on you, including clothing.
And I think that you go into a changing room and you put on, like, a little gown thing. So how there doesn't have pockets. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
How it got that far.
Clearly, a loaded gun would be off limits. But according to the report, this 57-year-old lady was screened prior to the exam and explicitly said no when asked if she was carrying any firearms. So not really known if she had a permit for it or not.
They asked her point blank. Okay.
Uh-huh. And during the MRI, the gun discharged and hit her right in the right buttocks area.
She literally got hit in the butt.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Fortunately, her wounds were described as very small and superficial, but she was lucky. And
but did it damage the MRI machine?
Yeah, you got to think. Holy cow! Yeah, I mean that the whole thing was just like, wow, dodged a literal bullet there. Setting the bar. If you have an MRI exam on the books, know that you can't bring your gun into it, okay?
Yeah, no, you can't wear earrings, you can't wear rings, necklaces, and you can't bring your gun.
Yep. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. So maybe you've seen this TikTok going around or Instagram reel going around of this creator who took Flo Rida's Low and kind of mashed it with The Little Drummer Boy.
Apple bottom jeans, boots with a fur.
Yes.
The whole club was looking at her.
It's perfection.
Ah, very good.
She hit the floor, the next thing you know. Shawty got low.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
It really is. And by the way, that handle is There I Ruined It.
Mm-hmm.
Find them on Instagram.
Yeah, you can see that. We've shared it at Ben and Kelly Show, but it got me thinking, like, I wonder if we took the Little Drummer Boy bed, what other songs might mash up with that, you know?
Okay.
All right. Maybe we try this. Usher's Yeah.
up in the club with my homies.
Oh, yes. Oh, nice vocals.
Trying to get into the VIP.
That's perfection.
I seen Shorty, she was checking on me. From the game she was spitting, you would think she knew me.
Oh, that is precious.
Not bad, right?
Nice. Well done.
All right.
Oh, such golden vocals.
I wonder if we could do another one. Maybe one that's more angsty, like Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy.
Okay.
There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface, he looks calm and ready. To drop bombs, but he keeps on forgetting.
Oh, I love it.
All right.
Oh, it adds like a certain, I don't know.
Majesty?
It's majesty, yes. It is certain.
It enhances
majesty
it?
Now. It enhances
it. It enhances these throwback bangers?
Well, it makes it more appropriate for the season. Wow, you know what?
What about
be
one
careful.
More?
I'm going to need an album. Oh, another one.
What about one more?
All right.
What about? We'll see if you can pick this one out.
Guess the tune.
Another throwback banger. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Baby girl, what's your name?
This is sweet.
Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink.
A drink.
I am T-Pain. You know me. Convict music. I am a buy you a drink. And then I'm a take you home with me.
So romantic.
So nice.
Oh, it's gentle and sweet.
It worked.
Romantic.
It worked, right?
It does.
Right?
1,000%.
I mean,
I'm
this dude.
Need an album.
This dude was onto something. This whole.
Purple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
Oh, it works so well. It works so well.
Listen, you get some backup singers in the studio with you. Make an entire. I don't care if it's the same tune.
Yeah.
The entire album.
We're just going to roll through throwback bangers in the style of the Little Drummer Boy.
Just one song.
The entire album.
Yeah, I love it.
I think
I'd
it works.
It.
I think it works. All right. By the way, if you wanted to see that, at Ben wow. and Kelly Show on Instagram.
There's two singers on the show, everybody.
Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning, in fact. Kelly Kay.
Utah students from a Christian high school are heroes. After they saw an emergency and immediately ran to help, school officials say that Bridget and her two kids, she works at the school, were crossing the parking lot when they were accidentally hit by a driver who says she was blinded by the sun.
Ooh.
Her daughter was able to crawl out, but Bridget and her son were pinned under the vehicle.
Oh, gosh.
And that's when all the students swarmed around the car to help.
All of the kids lifted up the car. I firmly believe that the mother and the child would not have made it if these students wouldn't have run out there and picked up that car.
She just came out of surgery, and the surgery went well, as hoped for. Thank you so much. Like, they were monumental in my family's life.
Wow.
Yeah, that was her husband that was given an update from the hospital. Just amazing. You just see it on video. There is surveillance video. And you can see all these kids just running over immediately.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to lift the car, and then another administrative official, like, pulled her from out and her son. And it's just amazing that it happened so quick, and they were able to respond so quickly, and that's what saved their lives.
Wow.
Yeah. See the video at WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Sasha says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I feel like I'm the crazy one here, but I need your take.
Mm-hmm.
To put it bluntly, my husband's brother is a player.
Okay.
He changes out girlfriends about as much as he changes his underwear. The girl he brought over for Thanksgiving won't be the girl he brings over for Christmas.
Oh.
Maybe it's a good thing because the girl he brought over for Thanksgiving was a bit, we'll say, loud.
Okay.
Yes, they had some adult sandwich time. That's in quotes. While they were at our house. We have a three-bedroom home with all three bedrooms running almost consecutively down one hall.
Oh, no.
Our girls slept in our bed because my parents slept in their bed.
Wow.
My husband's brother was in the room between, and it was a marathon session. They kept the adults up for half the night. Thankfully, our girls slept through it all. I told my husband to tell his brother that he can't bring a girl this time, and my husband thinks that's unfair.
Oh.
He did tell his brother about the noise and asked his brother to not have any adult time for just two nights. His brother thought it was amusing and said he couldn't promise anything.
Can't promise anything.
Aww. LOL. I'm so livid at my husband, and it's affecting my Christmas spirit.
Sure.
Am I wrong to demand no holiday nookie at my house? Is that so weird? Am I the Grinch for not wanting his brother to bring a date? This seems kind of sensible, right? But I must be getting gaslighted because they all make me feel like I'm the one who's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I feel like there is a... Gosh. Yes, it seems easy in concept just to say, hey, no nookie.
Yeah, let's be polite.
Let's keep it, you know, contained for a couple days.
Yeah, let's,
can ya?
You know, yeah, I think that's respectful. I think it's a matter of respect, especially when he was made aware that the rest of the house was aware of what was going on.
But how do you?
This should be an easy to be like, oh yeah, no, I got it, no problem.
Right,
you know, but if nothing else, they say the kids.
But that's not what is like you're saying the words, but it's not being absorbed.
Hubby's not hearing it.
Right,
and neither is his
brother. Right, exactly.
Like, so how do we get them to understand it's a matter of respect?
Yeah, what's the conversation that you have to say? Hey, let's. Yeah, I know the mistletoe is inviting. But
it's nowhere near the bedroom, though. It's not where it is.
Yeah.
Caitlin's like, nope, no girlfriend. He changes them out way too many times. Be respectful of everyone and do the adult stuff at your own house.
Yeah, I mean, that seems easy. And yeah. For a rational person, it seems like something sensible that you should be able to oblige and say, yeah, I understand. But
so,
if
Sasha,
is,
yes, you are being sensible, and they're not hearing you.
But if he is in the honeymoon phase of these relationships, every single time he brings a new girl around...
It sounds like that's what he's addicted to. Like, he just wants...
Well,
the honeymoon phase is over, he gets somebody new.
That, and, you know, you've heard of, like, the Mile High Club. It's maybe it's the sister's bedroom club.
Oh.
Or the holiday club. Brother's house holiday club.
No.
The Thanksgiving club. Christmas club.
We reiterate the fact that there are kids in the house, in fact, in the next room, and please don't do that. Otherwise, we're not going to let you, you know, you're not going to be able to stay here.
You just
go get a hotel room.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, give us if you want to comment on that, that's great. 502-795-1997, like what you would do, how you would give Sasha the words to make them understand that this is not something that you like have happening.
Hubby says it's not a big deal, but we need to convince Hubby it is a big deal, and this is why.
Yeah. But also, if you've got a story about that, we'd like to hear that too.
Stop.
I'm just saying. That might be a fun little tangent.
If it's a helpful story, it needs to be helpful.
I think all would be helpful, Kelly.
Okay.
Come on.
How did you curb the behavior? That's what we need to know for Sasha.
Yeah, if you've got personal experience with having to muffle or...
No, we're not giving muffling tips. That's not
what
we're
giving.
No.
Tips on how to be quiet.
We're deterring the behavior tips.
Oh,
that's what we need. That's what we need.
All right. 502-795-1997. That's our number. At the root of the problem, it's Sasha. Just wants to know if she's being the Grinch for not wanting her husband's brother to bring a date when he comes to stay for Christmas. See, over the Thanksgiving, brother-in-law brought a lady. They, quote, had fun overnight.
And kept everybody up.
Yep, she doesn't want a repeat performance. No one thinks it's a big deal except her.
Yeah, which, and she's like, am I crazy? Am I, like, being a, you know, a Grinch about this? Or am I right? And I think we're all, you know, thinking, yes, Sasha, you have a point that this is disrespectful. And Liz has a really great suggestion. It's simple. He brings someone new. I would out him at dinner, remind him no jam session like the last girl on Thanksgiving. Now pass the rolls.
No jam sesh. No jam sesh.
Yeah. So many people are like out him for like having a different girl and what happened. Like,
oh, in front of the new girl?
In front of the new girl.
Oh my gosh. Now,
yes.
I don't recognize. Now, was she the same one that came around on Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's bold, but yeah, I think that'll get the point across, especially if they're not hearing you when you already said, hey, you were loud and we heard you and please don't.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Elena, you have a story about this.
Okay, so my husband had a friend come and stay with us who was out of town for a couple of days, had a brand new bunk bed, never been used, and the following morning, I find out that his friend and his little guest had done stuff on the bunk bed.
Oh. So, did they break it? Did they break the bed?
No, but the plastic that was on the mattress still was off and on the floor.
Oh!
Sheets were a mess. Blankets were a mess. I'm the one that has to do the laundry, so I was pretty ticked off. So my husband's like, it's not a big deal. You know, it's my buddy. I don't care. This is our
It's my buddy.
That is not good.
I went and I pulled his friend to the side and I told him, I was like, this is our home. And this is a bunk bed for when our kids come or our grandkids come. And I was like, that's very inappropriate. And going forward, if you want to do stuff like that, you need to go stay at a hotel or somewhere else because I don't want that in my home.
How did he take that?
Well, he was a little upset at first. He couldn't believe I took him to the side and did that. But I told him, I said, this is our home.
Yeah.
We both pay for it, and we need to be at a mutual agreement.
All right. Good deal. Right. Thank you, Elena.
You're welcome.
You know, and Stacy brings up a good point and says, you know, maybe Sasha can go right to the girlfriend when they get to the house.
Oh,
and just be like, hey, you know, we got kids, we got a lot of people here. And so the girl may be more understanding with all of that than like the brother-in-law. Like, hey, you know, I don't know. I know you. This is new and it can be exciting, but you know.
Which going to the girlfriend, that's pretty presumptuous.
Yeah, right.
But also could be a really good strategy. Courtney says, I'd let him bring a date, but I'd tell him y'all are staying in a hotel. Shoot, I'd prefer the hotel myself, not to mention old girl is a stranger to virtually everyone. Not sure I'd be comfortable having some strange person staying the night at my house where my kids sleep every couple months when there's a family event going on. Imagine it was a sister with a different dude coming over every month. Mm-hmm. Y'all want some strange man up in your house staying the night where your kids sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
All right. Well, good luck, Sasha. Hopefully.
I think it's different if it's like a really serious relationship, but the fact that he keeps bringing randoms to every family function
is it different if it's
I think it is
Becky
personal.
And Tom that are coming over and making whoopee every single time they come to stay in your house?
Well, I think in general, probably really disrespectful to make the whoopee in someone else's house, but you know, I think it's worse when it's random people every family function. Uh-huh. It's a personal thing to let someone stay in your house.
Sure.
So
all right.
Let's have some respect.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Hopefully you have at least a little bit of ammo and knowing that you've got the support of our listeners. You know.
Yeah, and Sasha, if they're not hearing you, still play the podcast for them.
Play the podcast and then just, if you hear it start to go down, just get up, walk over there and
go bang on the door, like Jim says. Yeah,
hey,
just
keep it
bang
down.
On the door and say, stop it.
Stop it.
Stop.
Or open the door and squirt him with a water bottle. Like, Stop it! Like they're cats
or their dog. Get off the bed.
Get off the bed. Get off the bed. Okay. All right. All right. Very good. All right. That is group therapy. 12 days of holiday giveaways, hooking you up with Harlem Globetrotters tickets, $100 to the Bonefish Grill. So that's kind of exciting. Playing a fun little game called Minute to Win It. Let's introduce you to Lauren calling us from Lanesville. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Lauren's got black hair, drives a Jeep Grand Cherokee, and has been married 10 years.
Yeah, nice.
Hi, Bowen. I love you.
Oh, I love that.
How do you keep the spark alive after 10 years?
Oh, don't say that.
Listen, it's not hard, actually. We've always had a really good...
That could be a problem.
It just works.
Ben Davis. We're happy for you. She's in a healthy, loving relationship. No problems there. Ben had to go and make it awkward. We're moving on. We're moving on.
All right.
Yep, move on.
Okay, Lauren.
Made her all hot and sweaty.
You've made her hot and sweaty. Isn't that how we need to start the game? The spotlight is already stressful enough.
Yeah.
Right, I was already nervous.
I know, I get it, Lauren,
now
I get
you've made it way awkward.
I can understand your nerves because we're going to give you 60 seconds to answer 10 simple pop culture questions. Now, I say simple, but, you know, when you're in a hot seat, who knows?
Right.
This is not helping.
Are you ready? If you don't know an answer, just say pass, and we'll come back to it if we have time, okay?
Okay.
Your time will start after I finish asking the first question. Here we go. Name one of Santa's reindeer.
Rudolph.
What does the acronym SMH stand for?
Shake my head.
Which tech entrepreneur owns Twitter, now X?
Pat. I know I should know that, but I don't.
Reputation is an album by which massive pop star?
Taylor Swift.
During the Oscars, Will Smith walked on stage and slapped what comedian in the face?
Chris Rock.
What is the name of the fictional spokesperson Progressive Insurance has had since 2008?
Flo.
Who hosts Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah. Which pop star sang, I could buy myself flowers?
Miley Cyrus.
Which iconic sitcom follows the lives of Rachel, Monica, Phoebe, Ross, Chandler, and Joey?
Friends.
Beyonce is also known to her fans as Queen what?
B.
Going back to, which tech entrepreneur owns Twitter?
Elon Musk.
You know what? I'm going to give that to you.
Let's
well done.
To
well done.
Is that right?
Yes
it is.
100% correct.
Nice.
You got zero wrong.
Yes.
Well done.
That makes me so excited.
It makes us excited as well.
Don't make it awkward. Don't make it awkward.
I'm just saying. It makes us excited as well.
Okay. I'm telling you.
Well, you're going to have a celebratory night.
Between the answers and the hot seat and talking about my husband, I know.
You're all sorts of worked up now.
And now you got a reason for a date night? It's going to be amazing.
I know it. I'm going to let my husband take my little boy to the basketball game, and my husband better take me to dinner.
There you go. All right, Lauren. Congrats. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Lauren, heating it up in Lanesville. I love it.
Yeah, Lauren. Oh, I love it. All right, there you go. Minute to win it, and it's the 12 days of holiday giveaways. We will do it again next week because we haven't finished 12 days yet.
Okay, good. We still got simple, stuff to give away.
Yeah, I was going to say simple math. Simple math right there. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Nice to see Selena Gomez seemingly happy in a new relationship, maybe with even Benny Blanco, the producer that, you know, he had the hit East Side. Remember that? With Halsey and several others there. But yeah, Benny Blanco, Selena Gomez seem to be very happy with one another. All of that courtesy of Instagram, 997DJX. So speaking of DMs, you can always DM us at Ben and Kelly Show. We got this from Rachel.
She says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, I've been with my boyfriend for over 3 years, but decided that it was probably time to end things. It's not that we fight a lot or that he's a bad person. There's just no passion.
Sure.
I started to have doubts over the summer, and the feelings have just been growing and growing that this guy is just not my soulmate.
Right.
So I finally decide I'm going to end things. And then 2 weeks ago, pretty much out of nowhere, he gets laid off from work.
Oh.
So now I don't know what to do. He's been really upset about losing his job, and I certainly don't want to add to his pain.
Mm-hmm.
He says things like, 'You're the only bright spot in my life, and I don't know what I'd do without you.'
Oh.
I'm so emotionally checked out of the relationship, though. The thought of staying around through all this and then the holidays is simply miserable in my mind. Is there a way out, or am I stuck kind of having to wait it out till he's in a better spot?"
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That is tough, because when he's literally saying, "I don't know what I'd do without you," he's like at his lowest point. And I understand you don't want to pile it on, but oh, it's bad timing.
Yeah, it is bad timing. But at the same time, oh my gosh. Yeah. When is it going to be a good time, though?
Oh, it's never going to be a good time, but definitely, I mean, when someone is unemployed, mm-hmm. That's a big bad thing to get through.
Yeah,
if it's me, I'm hanging on.
Yeah,
I might even be there till next Christmas. But that's just me. Cause I hate hurting people's feelings.
Right. No, I can understand, especially when you know it's compounded with your boyfriend saying, you know, I'm so happy that you're here. You're my only bright spot in this.
I'm hanging on by a thin thread, and you're the thread.
And you certainly don't want to add to that and send, you know, him into a deeper depression.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so you made this decision back in the summer. So
like, why didn't we do this in the summer?
I know. Serves you right. No.
I feel like when you know that this is just not your future, that's when you need to go ahead and now we're in a spot where it's not a great time.
Yeah.
And it's tough. Like, I don't know. Like I said, if it was me, I'm staying.
Okay. So anybody been in this situation where they were the dumpy, and would you have rather your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend stay with you through the holiday, or just like break it off and let you go into the holidays and be surrounded by people that you know you love and care about, but just not your significant other, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then go into the new year with a new fresh look and things like that, because
yes, get a makeover.
Yeah. Because maybe that is, because I don't think there's going to be a good time. Because what if you're like, okay, let's just wait until after the holiday, into the new year. And
there's not a good time, but there is like an absolute worst time. And I feel like that's where we're at. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's lost his job. It's the holidays. So people are already emotional about the holidays. Even if he still had his job, getting dumped at the holidays is absolutely awful.
Listen,
right?
If I tell you what, Rachel, if you dump him, you could be doing him a favor, because then he could probably write a song and make $1 million.
I don't think he's a songwriter. What is the matter with you? I don't.
I'm just saying, because all the ingredients are there.
I feel bad about this. And also, okay, so just let's play this out. If she's me and doesn't break up with him and stays with him or whatever, when we do get to a better spot to break up with him, we're not telling him that we checked out emotionally last summer. We're not telling him that either.
Well,
we're telling him right now, this is what I've kind of decided at this point.
We're getting some text messages, and a text from a listener says, "If her heart isn't in it, get out now. Don't waste any more of your or his time."
Okay. Oh, that is so harsh.
It is.
Oh, it's harsh.
But it's going to be harsh regardless whenever you do it.
I know. But I think she, you know, she's probably worried about him getting really in a dark spot.
Yeah, and I get that.
Really in a dark spot.
I get
that. And people's mental health is on like another level nowadays.
And I get that she still cares about him, I'm sure, yeah. but just emotionally can't be with him anymore.
No, Patrick's like, everything's going to be okay. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
He's going to be fine. All right.
All right. Well, again, if you've got a good example of being in this situation, either as the dumper or dumpy, and
you guys are stronger than I am. Because I would be, like I said, I'd probably even
3 years in, she's like, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, now's not a good time.
This wasn't a great time.
I mean, the harvest moon is starting.
The harvest moon.
I mean, we all know about the harvest moon. The DM we got from Rachel, who feels stuck in this 3-year relationship. She decided over the summer that just wasn't vibing with this guy, but alas, right before she's getting ready to break up with him, he loses his job. Now it's the holidays, and she's like, oh.
And he's saying things like, you're the only bright spot in my life, and I don't know what I'd do without you.
Message from a listener. Sounds like he would have more time for couples counseling, which is what both of you could use. So maybe not necessarily calling it off per se. Another said, it's only the 8th. Break up now. With the holiday season in tow, he'll have opportunities to meet new available people. It gives him more opportunities to find someone he'll be happy with.
Okay, but I don't think that we immediately have him rush out and go try to find another girlfriend so quickly.
I was going to say it'd be a rebound for sure.
Exactly.
Another
holidays,
another said,
just because you don't want to be lonely.
If the choice is before or after Christmas, that means you've already made up your mind and the breakup is inevitable.
I don't think couples counseling is going to help at this point.
Right. If the breakup is inevitable, then you bear a moral obligation to let him know as soon as possible.
Then if you stick it to that rule, it should have been the summer.
All right, and then
she figured it out in the summer.
Yeah, that's true. And then we got a message from another listener. My 2-year relationship ended just before Thanksgiving. And if it had been up to me, it would have happened after Christmas. Even knowing it was about to end, it would have made the holidays much more fun.
Okay, all right. So there's an argument for me saying and Stacey's like, she has to marry him.
Oh my gosh.
Stacey and I are like the same person.
I was going to say, that's what Kelly would have done.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you just lost your job? Okay.
Let's
just get married. It'll be all better.
Make you feel better.
It'll be all better.
Oh, this is bad. No, but I think, I don't know. Okay. So, we got another message. I actually was engaged at one point when I was in college. And while we both had agreed we didn't see a future together, I ended up going on a 5-day out-of-state wedding with his family where his mom didn't know we were essentially separated. Worst decision we could have made.
Oh.
He and I kept being asked when we were going to be married, having to sleep beside him as his parents wanted us to be comfortable and being in all of his family pictures when the two of us had essentially been grieving our relationship privately.
Yeah, so think of that. So the holidays are coming up. You're going to be in all of his, or he's going to be in all of your holiday photos, pictures, things like that around, and then you're going to have those memories.
Can we demand no pictures at the holidays?
No pictures. I just don't look good.
I'm not feeling cute today. Can we not? I don't know.
I know this is very easy for us to say because it's not our situation. So I can understand how emotionally you're wrestling with this.
No, just dump him. But that's easier said than done.
Sure,
because
sure
she does care about this person and has cared about him for 3 years.
Right, right.
And so, and we don't really know how, you know, dark of a spot he's in right now. Like, he is really going through it. And I think she's trying to be mindful of that.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, she's got a good heart because of that. But
so we can't make the decision for you, but if it were up to me, rip the Band-Aid off. If it were up to Kelly, let it go through the holiday. So
yes,
there you go.
So which team are you going to be on?
Whichever person you choose, that's your favorite.
And we We made it about us once again.
I mean, we really do appreciate, Rachel, you reaching out to us and asking for our help and support, but...
Yes, but you got a lot of people supporting both sides. Like, hey, you got to do what's best for you.
Yeah.
Rip it off. Go ahead and break up. Yeah. Or, you know, we understand your compassion. See if you can ride it out. And then hopefully he gets a new job quickly.
All
and
right.
then you can say, okay, great. I'm glad you're in a better spot. I got to go.
Okay, got to go. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, hey, good luck with that. And I know it's tough, but keep us posted. Wow, look at that.
Wow.
All of a sudden, appearing in my hand out of vapor, the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy.
Majestic.
Yep. I believe it is in my possession. Losers were you last week. So.
Okay. But, I was listening back to the playback, and it sounded like you broke first. But that's...
No, you're on camera breaking first.
Okay, fine.
Uh-huh. Anyways, You Laugh, You Lose, brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club, coming up in just about 6 minutes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this trophy, this majestic You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy. So, losers go first. It is in my possession. Kelly, that would be you.
Okay, then. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
How can a room full of married people be empty?
How?
Wasn't a single person then there?
Oh. Kelly, my wife asked me to take out the Christmas decorations this weekend.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I legit just put them away last month, so she needs to make up her mind.
Gotcha. You're one of those houses. Uh-huh. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What do you call a bear that's stuck out in the rain?
What do you call a bear that's stuck out in the rain?
A drizzly bear.
Oh, hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
How do you get 100 math teachers into a room that only fits 99?
How do you get 100 math teachers in a room that only fits 99?
You carry the one!
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Guy says, I asked a German girl for her number.
Yeah?
Still waiting for the rest of the digits.
Okay.
So far, all I have is 9.
Oh.
9 means no.
Oh, okay.
In German.
I was going to say, I don't speak German, so...
Sorry, I had to
so...
translate that yeah. for you.
Got it. Kelly, I ran out of toilet paper.
That's tragic.
Yeah, so I've been using old newspapers.
Yeah.
Yeah. The times are rough.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh?
Woke up to the ghost of Gloria Gaynor at the foot of my bed.
Oh.
First, I was afraid. Then I was petrified.
Yes. Then what?
That's it. But I survived.
Okay. You don't know the lyrics after that.
What?
I'm not going to call that a...
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you for your grace on that.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
How many Kellys does it take to make a chocolate cake?
This feels very tailored to me. How many Kellys does it take to make a chocolate cake?
10. One Kelly is making the dough while the rest are shelling the M&Ms.
Really cute. That sounds like a lot of work, though.
But
it's going to be delicious.
I'm sure it will.
Hey, Ben, what do you call a one-legged hippo?
What?
A hoppo.
Oh. You know, Kelly, last night my wife asked me if I could clear the... let me start that over again.
Okay.
Hey, Kelly!
Yeah?
You know, last night my wife asked me if I could clear the kitchen table.
Okay.
I needed a running start, but I almost made it.
Did she get it on video?
No.
Would love to see that. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh?
Have you swam with dolphins?
No.
It's expensive.
Oh.
Not as expensive as swimming with sharks.
Okay.
That'll cost you an arm and a leg.
Oh. You know, Kelly, when my friend turned 18, he went down to the courthouse to change his name. The clerk asked him why. He was like, well, if you were named Oscar Van Wooten Gooten Booten Scooten, then wouldn't you want something different? Clerk was like, well, I guess you got a point. And you know what my friend said?
What?
Yeah, I don't like Oscar either.
What did he pick? Just curious.
Dave.
Dave.
Wootin' bootin' gootin' scootin'.
Wootin' bootin' gootin' scootin'. That's fun. Man, if you played sports, though, it'd be difficult to get on the back of the jersey. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey opened up her Christmas present.
Uh-huh.
Inside, she finds a deed to an undeveloped plot of land
that's
zoned residential.
Oh.
She's disappointed, though. Set the deed down and said, I don't want a lot for Christmas.
That is just dumb. That is just dumb. That is dumb. See, you should have done it that way.
I should have.
You should have done it that way. I was almost waiting for that. And in my head, I'm sitting there going,
my delivery let you down, and then you gave me a pity laugh. I'm glad you took me out there because I had one that I thought maybe might get me fired. So I'm waiting on that.
Okay.
I'm waiting on that.
All right. Well, you sit on that one for next week.
I'm going to sit on it.
Yeah, you sit on that one for next week.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
All right. Enjoy the Supreme Victor, You Laugh, You Lose trophy, Kelly.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That is yours, and that is You Laugh, You Lose here on 99.7 DJX. Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX. A lot of universities, not just Taylor, but they've taken large, iconic pop culture people and have surrounded or have offered a course in those people, and like discovering those people, how they affect, you know, the pop culture change and all that stuff. There have been,
which, if I was in college and I asked my parents if I could take that course, they'd be like, no, we're not paying for that. That's like taking bowling,
right,
as a college class. No,
right. So several universities have offered a Taylor Swift course.
No.
Now U of L.
No.
Thanks to Myra Ansari over at Wave 3.
No.
Fresh off the Renaissance World Tour, Beyonce's success will be the focus of a new course at the University of Louisville. UofL's Department of Communication is opening a course for the 2024 spring semester titled Beyond Beyonce, Communication of an Icon.
Yep.
No.
Beyonce course at UofL.
No. The 400 and 500 level course will look further into the star's effects on our cultural, historical, social, and political world. For example, how does her image and persona compare to other pop culture superstars? And
yeah, there you go.
No. Let's stop studying celebrities in college.
What does the Beehive teach us about fandom culture?
Yep. There you go. For available at UofL, you can study Beyonce.
OMG. Can we pick better things to take classes on in college?
Well,
please.
Look, if you need an elective and you need coursework or credits to fill out, maybe you've already gotten your core courses done and your major, and you just need courses to remain a full-time student, I could see where, all right, maybe I'll take something like this.
Really?
I don't see where there is a major that would require something like this. I think it's just obviously an elective. But yeah, UofL, Beyonce course.
Hear me out. Then if this is what we're doing, if we're creating classes like this, we're going to need a Ben and Kelly class, right? Of like how in the world we've been able to stay on the air as long as we have and not get fired. I think that deserves to be studied, right? Right? Am I right?
I think you've got a point, Kelly.
Hey, UofL. How about a Ben and Kelly class? All right. If we're studying Beyonce,
yeah,
let's study some Ben and Kel.
All right. There you go. Thank you to Myra for finding that.
Also, no, we don't need any more of these classes unless you're going to craft one around Ryan Reynolds. I'll take that class.
Oh, okay. So that we're just going to cherry pick the ones that we want.
Exactly.
As long as I like the person, then we're good.
All right, no, it's dumb. It's dumb.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Setting the bar time. Kelly, this is what?
It's a an example of what not to do.
Right.
Or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Look, weird things happen in the state of Florida. We highlight them from time to time. But if you can manage to make it through the day without lighting your date's car on fire because they won't give you money to fix yours, you're doing okay.
Okay, so we did do that on purpose. This is not an accidental.
This is not an accidental
situation.
And it's a Florida story. Yes, Destiny allegedly set her Tinder date's vehicle on fire, met her match in person, asked him for some money to fix her car. Her date said, don't really appreciate being asked for that money, but here's $60 anyway. She was unhappy with that. Apparently, she wanted more to fix the car. And that's
Slow down. We're unpacking some stuff here. We're on a Tinder date, first date, right? And we're already asking for money to fix a car, which is probably a sizable amount. And the dude is generous enough to give her $60. And then she's still mad about that.
Now
we're torching his car.
Yeah. Now there is a little bit of he said, she said in the police report. Like Destiny says, well, he was asking for something else and wanted money for that. So you got your stories wrong. Still, it doesn't take away from the fact that she poured something on his car and lit it on fire.
That is arson.
Yeah. Well, and she was charged for that.
Yeah.
So
that not a great way to... We just maybe exit the situation if it's not turning out to be ideal.
Mm.
That's what we do. We don't set things on fire.
I know.
That is why... Why is that
How does
the
that
logical
come into your,
next step?
I know. I was going to say, how does that come into your brain? Like,
I don't understand.
You know what? I'm mad.
Like, you know, so you're going to meet people on Tinder. We're going to meet up in person at some point. And if it's not a match.
Yeah, you just say, hey, bye.
Then we leave.
We'll see ya.
We just walk away, chalk that up to a life experience. We're going to move on.
We're
going to find someone else to date. But maybe, A, we don't ask for things in the beginning of a relationship.
Well, that is a Tinder. I mean, it is Tinder. That's not. It's an app that's a little bit more that way as opposed to Bumble and some of the other ones. So I don't necessarily fault the person for expecting that sort of thing from a Tinder date, but definitely the responses shouldn't have been what it is. That's why it's a Set in the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Pets can be fun around the holiday, right?
Sure.
Especially when you got a tree and then maybe you have a dog or a cat or some sort of animal who can't leave the tree alone, or you have some sort of nativity scene or some sort of decoration that...
Yeah.
All right. So we asked on Facebook last night, how did your pet ruin the holiday? We'll start with one that's a little bit, it tears at your heart. Kebra said, my dog passed away in her sleep unexpectedly, and it's going to be a very hard Christmas for my family. I wouldn't say she ruined it on purpose, but we're heartbroken without her here.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
That's so
sad. We feel very sad for you, and that is tough to lose an animal who is, in fact,
a family member,
at any time. And I would imagine much more when
it's... holidays, it's harder.
Yeah, unexpected and around the holidays, I'm sure. So our hearts go out to you, Kebra, all right? But then we get to Brittany, who said, well, my animal peed on the presents under the tree.
Oh, gosh.
Yep, then there's that.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you how my dog Dougal has already started to ruin Christmas in just a sec.
This is not great because every time Dougal seems to have an appearance on the show, it's not in a flattering light. Oh, it's
if we weren't governed by the FCC, this would be a much different conversation about that majestic animal.
Should we do a more realistic podcast after
the show? I was going to say, maybe we need to do that.
uncensored version.
Susanna posted a picture of her tree that there's like a top, and then there's a section where it's bare, and then there's a bottom. It's a fake tree, but that's where her cat likes to go. And Susanna's like, yep, this is what the cat did.
Oh, wow.
Carol said, the dogs ate the middle out of the first communion cake while we were at Mass.
Oh, gosh.
But they were kind enough to leave the name Shelby to make sure that Shelby was still recognized by leaving her name.
Oh, that's so great. Oh, what a blessing.
Brittany posted a picture of her cat eating the lights on her tree and said, first Christmas tree, won't put the new one up yet, LOL.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's something about cats and trees, which I will say that when my cats have left our trees alone, but it wasn't always that way. We had my cat Maeve and my cat Fred, they would love to weasel their way up the tree, up the trunk of the tree, regardless of whether we took them to an in-laws or whatever, like my Elizabeth's parents' house. They have a fake tree, or whether it was a real tree like ours, they would like to weasel their way up and get into the tree.
Oh, God.
But it's this year. It's Dougal, my dog, my loving dog. Now, part of it, I will say, he's just being a dog, all right?
Is he?
And it's on, and part of it's on us.
What part?
So we got a gingerbread house. And we spent, so gingerbread houses are kind of hard to construct, right? So what we did was we constructed it and we let it dry like for a couple days. So
where did you let it dry?
Well, we let it dry on top of the refrigerator so dog couldn't get it.
Okay,
but
good.
My daughter Zoe, we got it down and she started decorating it. And it was on a coffee table and she was just, you know, decorating. She spent a long time decorating it. So then had to go take her to dance. Come back, realize.
She didn't move it, did she?
Realize
did she move it?
Dougal likes peppermint a lot.
No.
Dougal decided he was going to take every little peppermint mint off of that tree or off of that gingerbread house.
He was careful enough to pluck the peppermints off?
Yeah, he ate just the peppermints.
That's impressive.
He ate just the peppermints and
the precision is impressive.
And he started to gnaw a little bit on the actual exterior of the house.
Right. Well, of course you're going to because
it's gingerbread.
It smells delicious.
Yeah. So I'm not going to say he ruined Christmas, but it was definitely there was some frustration and some tears shed at that time.
You put it on a platter.
Well, yes, Kelly, I know. And
legit.
That's why I say it's partly on us.
Which is the same reason why when you leave a bag of Halloween candy that you freshly just got from people's houses on the floor in the basement, the dogs will find it. And they'll go check it out.
Well, so my old dog, Fiona, like a couple years ago, a few years ago, she got into, while we were all at Mass, she got into a bunch of chocolates that were sitting out on in a bowl on a coffee table for Christmas. We come home and she took precision to take them out of the foil.
So the foils were left.
There was
you can count
foils
them.
Left all over the place. There was chocolate smeared places. And we were like, Fiona!
Yeah. And then because that chocolate's bad for dogs, but come to find out, because I called the vet immediately, it's the baking chocolate that is the most toxic.
All right.
Like, typically, if it's just kind of like your milk chocolate, your candy bars, it's going to give them upset tummy, but it shouldn't be super fatal unless they eat, like, an absolute ton of it.
We love our pets, don't we?
We do, but we have to help them not be psychotic maniacs.
All right, if you want to comment on the post, it's up Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX.
We appreciate the pictures.
The pictures are fantastic. Go to the post just to see the pictures, honestly. At Ben and Kelly Show. It's Pete Davidson. The tickets for his show January 3rd at the Palace go on sale here in a few minutes. You can win them. WDJX.com, tap win. All next week, also, the 12 days of giveaways. We're not done. So we're going to have more of those opportunities for you to pick up a ticket to like the Harlem Globetrotters, Bluetooth speakers, cash, stuff like that. So the winning ain't over. All right.
Yeah. Now, listen, these are nice little bonus gifts, but, you know, I wouldn't necessarily hinge all of your holiday shopping on us.
I would
still need. Oh, OK.
I mean,
it's a lot of good stuff, but you can't win all of it by yourself. Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying.
So anything big happening to you over the weekend?
No.
Okay.
Basketball. More basketball.
My wife.
Ooh, there's a virtual cheer competition. We're going to see if we hopefully win that, where they would just send in a video.
Oh, we'll I was like virtual.
Can,
all right.
Yeah. So you can, there are some competitions that are farther away and you can just send the video and still compete. And so
gotcha.
Keep our fingers crossed all for right. that.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck. Yeah. Wife and I celebrating the anniversary tomorrow night
Saw
with some
that.
Friends. So yeah, that'll
How
be nice.
How many years?
21 years.
Look at that.
I know, we're old enough to drink.
That is
that's right.
impressive.
Look,
you were babies when you got together.
That's right. We weren't even probably legally allowed to get married when we got married at 8. But, you know, here we are.
Wow. Arranged marriages work.
Oh, they work. They work, friends. All right, guys. Hopefully you have a great weekend. We will talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.